You'll have more bitachon Sunday night, Shara bitachon Chavis Halbavus. You'll have more bitachon. The more you know Hashem, the more you're aware of Hashem, the more you talk about Hashem, the more awareness you have of things that Hashem does, the more you're going to be able to, whether it's emotionally or psychologically, even religiously, rely on Him. The more you are aware that He runs the world, that He decides things, that He's the cause, that He's a mative, and so on and so forth. So the more you're Yodea es Hashem, this is the point he wants to make, the Adat es Hashem, Umola Ha'aretz, right, Yodea, the ultimate is to be Yodea Hashem. So the more you know Hashem, the more you'll be Boteach. V'yodiyosum Habrura, and your awareness, Sheinu Zakut Lehem, Hashem needs nothing, V'chozek Hashkachosu B'meshem Asim Lohem, and that Hashem is Mashgiach over everything that happens in the world in an ofen that's tov. And he goes through life and he shows you how that's true in real life. Kenar bereishis darko, when a child is born, boteach al shnei imo. What is his object of reliance? What is he somech on? His mother's breasts. He doesn't know from anything else. Nothing else in the world exists. He finds comfort there. He's hungry, he's thirsty, he's tired. That's his shelter. And he relies on it. He turns his face, it's there for him. Or he cries till it's there. Kamo Shomar, a posuk, Mavtichi al Shdeimi. Then he gets a little more seichel in his head, and he becomes aware that there's a person, not just a pair of Shadayim. There's a person there. His mother, he recognizes her face. He smiles when she comes into the room. He already feels more secure. He sees she's diapering him. He senses that she's taking care of him. So as he gets more aware, he switches his allegiance, so to speak, his reliance from the Shadayim to the mother herself. He becomes aware that she does a lot more than just feed him. She takes care of him. Wow, look at what my mother does for me. So he says, oh, it's not the breast, it's my mother. Like an infant with its mother. Then he gets even smarter. He grows up a little and he sees it's the father. The father's paying all the bills. The father's paying the electric bill. The father's paying the mortgage. The father's paying the food. It's the father. The mother's dependent on the father. So he says, I'm not relying on the mother, I'm relying on the father. So he gets more wise. The yira he sees can hogas imo bidei aviv. The real power there is the father. Mesiv bitchono olav b'shel yisrono sheinu zokoklo. He goes to the father. Then he gets even older, and he moves out of the house. He gets a job. He rents an apartment. He starts having bitachon in himself. He says, I've become self-reliant. I don't need my parents anymore. I've become independent. And he relies on himself. Right? Till now, you know, he wanted to buy a tape recorder or a car or anything. He goes to go to his father and asks for money. Now he becomes independent. He has a malacho, mischa, so he shifts his reliance, his bitachon, al koko, on his own resourcefulness, on his own ability, on his own intelligence, va'atzoso. Now, machmas sichluso, he's still being foolish, because he hasn't reached yet the real provider of all. V'chol mashekodam, es tuv anogas Hashem also. Chazal throws this in, he's being foolish, he's forgetting about, he's ignoring that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got him to the point he is today. He was a sofer. He said, everything's cool as long as I got my hand there, you know, as long as I have the job, as long as I have this, everything's good. He forgot Hashem. He had a stroke. So there goes his hand. Okay. If he's not mamish self-reliant, he works for someone. So now his bitachon is on the boss. He's getting back to this fictional person who has grown up and gotten a job. But then he chaps one day that, you know, if you're a farmer, so you can feel self-reliant. But if you work for someone and get a maskores, then the object of your bitachon is the boss. Meisiv is bitachonu aleihem v'libo shoket bohem. But then he sees that the boss also nothing. What happens if the dollar goes down and he starts downsizing? He can't rely on the boss. The boss is struggling to keep, to stay in business himself. The more intelligent you get, the more you realize everybody's weakness, everybody's dependence. They're not worthy of your bitachon. They're not really the wall, the spine upon which you could rely. The yiras dalusam, he starts chapping that everybody is dependent on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody is subject to the vicissitudes of what goes on in life. Laborius aleh, meisiv is bitachon elav. So that he says, the more you realize and the more you see people's weaknesses and how they're totally in Hashem, meisiv is bitachon elav vishanusu alav. But first he starts off bedvarim shein lameitzu b'hem. You know, he starts off, you know, he has bitachon Hashem after the doctors give up hope. And after he can't find a parking spot, he gave up. And after he doesn't have a job for 6 months, he says, okay, Hashem, come on, I believe in you. Hashem, you got to do it. He has no eitzah. You know, Nebuch, he has to turn to Hashem. Vein lo monos ki'im l'smaker l'gzeres Hashem. That's his first level. He's going through the levels of bitachon that a person goes through in life. So he says, first, his first encounter with Hashem, when he finally wakes up, your average person he's talking about that doesn't come to the Chayv Halva this year. So your first encounter is you have no other Eitzah, he says. You know, you have to rely on Hashem. You know, the doctors gave up hope. So you say, okay, Hashem, it's only you. I'm relying on you. You can do it. Because everybody else gave up hope. When you read this, rain. You know, you have to rely on Hashem for it to rain. When you read this, HaGashomim al Azroim, V'afloga b'yom, V'amasa b'midboros, b'limoyim. There's certain situations where you know you have to rely on Hashem instinctively once you become aware of Hashem, and so you say, okay, this is the way to go. Uveis bo ashetfonos, ubeprots hadever b'valichayim, a plague breaks out. V'chadoyim alakach midvarim shein la'odam eitzabohem. B'shum ofan, you can't dream that someone's going to save you. K'may shomer ha'kosuv uveis ra'osam yomru kumo v'hoshienu. Because they have no other eitzah. V'chashet tischazek ha'karosu as Hashem Yisalem. When you develop bitachon and you learn about Hashem and you daven properly and you educate yourself about who Hashem is, what Hashem is, then yiftacholav gam b'mesh yesh lo bo mitzus eitzah. Then you start having bitachon in Him. You know, even if, oh, you know, get a job, maybe I need Hashem to be successful on the interview. Till now you would have said, okay, you know, the interview is up to me, I gotta make a good impression. Now you have bitachon Hashem there, kagoyin havos, parnasoso, adidei sibos, mesukonos, umulochos omiyagos es haguf. So you need Hashem, because or else you're gonna collapse. Azivosan bitachon al Hashem, sheyefarnaseyu b'meshiyei kolassos b'hem. You're finding it difficult. You have an eitzah, you could work with this job, but it's a very hard job and it's very debilitating. So you have bitachon Hashem's going to get you out of this mess. Then, in moving along, b'chashet hischazik ha'karosus Hashem, it finally hits you when you're already old. It hits you, Hashem's in charge of everything. No matter how simple it is, how petty it is, how it seemed to happen by itself, it's a no-brainer. You walk outside, you cross the street. You realize you have to rely on Hashem to get across the street safely, that you should not have a stroke, that a car shouldn't come all of a sudden and you don't notice it because you didn't look both ways and hit you. Everything is Hashem. To get a milk in the morning, that the refrigerator is working and your milk's not sour. Everything's Hashem, no matter how simple and how natural it seems without Him, so to speak. Everything. Nothing happens without Him. But it's all in proportion to the development people of your Yediyas Hashem, people who never think about Hashem, and we're talking about fine from people, people who do all the mitzvahs, people who are very makbid on mitzvahs, on chumras, on everything, and sincerely. But Avigdor Gemilev Zatzal says this many times in his tapes, but the thought of Hashem, you'll hear everything discussed by the Shabbos table. They'll discuss the parsha, they'll discuss halachas, they'll discuss everything in the world, but you'll never hear Hashem from their lips. It's like he doesn't exist. And those people, very hard to have bitachon. Hashem is not a real entity in their lives. And this person, so he says, you know, you go through stages and then it hits you. Okay. Take me maybe.